This is a CBC podcast. This is a CBC podcast.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
I've never held the mic before.
And this feels good, actually.
I'm going around my neighborhood right now, trying to sell my books that I rent myself, and I have my mask with me because I know COVID is still a concern. I got a custom-made mask with my logo on it, and I have my books with me in a bag. And yeah, let's see if we have some luck.
Hi, my name is Malik. I'm a young author and entrepreneur. I'm going around the area trying to sell these action adventure books I write myself, and I wonder if you're interested in buying one to support a young author.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, that happens often when people close the door and say they're not interested in buying the book. I don't worry about it too much though. I'll just keep going until someone says yes.
My name's Malik and I'm 12 years old. I was never like that good at sports. I actually sucked at sports. Like my mom put me into soccer. I wasn't that good. So I did basketball too. I was better at that, but then I stopped. I found out that I liked writing 2 years ago. We had an assignment in grade 5 where we had to write a short creative story, and I really liked writing it, and I was getting a lot of good feedback. Like, people were saying, wow, this book is really good, you should write another book. So I decided to write another book. It was called Future Mind. I printed it myself at my grandmother's house with like paper I got from Staples, and then I stapled it together and I went out door to door selling them. They were $6. People were surprised at the fact that I was doing this at such a young age. At the time I was 11, well, it was only last year. There was a lot of more people that said no, they weren't interested though. But there were also a lot that were supporting me, and me just writing the book and getting a lot of good feedback is what motivated me to write this book, Exile to Obdicus. It's a future sci-fi book. It takes place 300 years in the future, and I like the creativity in writing about the future, because you know it hasn't happened yet. You could like make it anything. I don't know. I was just sitting down in my room and the ideas came to me piece to piece, and I put them together. In the story, Earth became uninhabitable because there was a lot of air pollution and people were dying. So the government and the elites created these ships that could transport people from Earth to a new planet called Obdicus, the fictional planet in my book, the main planet that humans live on now. They got stranded in space, in between them coming from Earth to Obdicus. You're stranded in space for a long time. And when they finally got to the planet, they faced a lot of problems because the planet, there's a lot of radiation in it, but they didn't know that when they first came. And the planet is similar to Earth, like the atmosphere, but the grass is purple and it's glowing and it has a lot of different creatures. I had already finished the book before COVID had started, but once it hit, it gave me more time to work on it. I was working on the cover, and I was trying to find printing companies for good prices that could get the book printed. And designing the cover was cool because it's like a creative tool.
Hi, my name is Malik. I'm a young author and entrepreneur. I'm going around the area trying to sell my books, and I want to know if you're interested in buying one.
What do you like? What you want from me?
I'm selling books that I wrote myself.
I don't speak English, okay. Write English, reading English.
That's okay.
Okay, so the cover is, you could see the right half of the planet.
The title of the book is in bold, and the background is black with stars in it. You could see the spaceships coming in from the side. And if you turn the book around, it's the other half of the planet and the summary. But the summary is like going around the planet. The only part about it that I didn't like editing the book, like having to read it over and look for like the smallest mistakes. Actually, my great-grandmother, she proofread it for me and like underlined some mistakes. So I had to go over that, and then I read it again to make sure there was like none. I think there might be like one in the book, but you know.
Hi.
Oh, I'm not interested, thank you.
I always knew that I wanted to own my own business and have my own thing going for me and not work for somebody else. So I started young. That's why I started going out selling the book. And it worked out. So I go door to door selling my books. And the reason why is because I didn't have the money to have a website, so this was like the only way that made sense for me right now until I made money off the book where I could open a website. So I went to go sell door to door, and I didn't know if people would open the door, if I didn't know people would buy it because, you know, I touched the book or I was close because COVID and people were still worried about that, but it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Hi. I'm going around the area selling these action-adventure books I write myself.
Okay.
And I want to know if you're interested in buying one.
For sure.
Yeah, okay. You could, yeah, they're $15.
Okay.
For a copy.
So you write these yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So how much is it?
$15.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
So keep up the good work.
Thank you. You're my first sale today too.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. All right, have a good day.
Okay, man. Take care.
That was my first sale. I got a bunch of no's. And, like, you know, when you get a bunch of no's and then you finally get a yes, you feel like it makes you want to keep going, you know, to keep going and sell more. Even though if I kept getting no's, I wouldn't stop until, you know, until I get tired. And then I go home and then I'd come back out to sell. It wouldn't, like, no's don't stop me. Last year when I was selling my books, I felt different about when I was getting no's, but now it doesn't bother me.
So because of COVID, I know I needed to wear a mask. At the beginning, I was wearing a disposable mask, but my dad had got in contact with a lady who makes custom masks, and I asked if I could get a custom mask because if I'm going door to door and I'm close to someone and they could see the mask, I might as well have my own logo on it. So it says Right or Flight on the mask. I want my name to be known, but I'd rather the brand Right or Flight be known. The real reason why I named it Right or Flight is because I liked writing, so it's either do you or do nothing. Like, yeah, for me it's write or flight, which is run or do nothing. So for you, let's say you like to anything else, you could just replace that word with whatever you like to do or flight. My best experience so far going door to door, I was selling one day, I was doing a couple streets, but it was really hot and I was out for like I think 2 hours, and I was ready to come back home, but I thought there was one street ahead of me. I thought, let me just do this street before I go home. So I did it, and I met this lady named Sabi, and she was really interested in what I was doing, and she gave me a shout out on her Facebook and her Instagram, and she has a big following of people who support young authors and young black authors. And after that day, a lot of people have been hitting me up on Instagram or Facebook because they're interested in buying a copy. I was really surprised. Like, when I showed my mom like all the DMs and messages, I showed my dad, I'm like, all these people are messaging me for my book. Because before, like, it'd be like 2 people a week or something like that. And then I woke up and there was just like 15 people that day. And I was really excited. And then I was like, how am I gonna keep this up? Because I thought like people are just gonna keep coming and coming. So I got envelopes and I set up a bank account so people were able to send me e-transfers, and I mailed the books to them or they could come pick it up at my house. And yeah, I was really surprised. To anybody who's my age or around my age, you're never too young to do something you like to do or start a business. And anything you like to do, just go through with it and pursue it, and don't let other people mislead you. Just do what you like to do, ride or fly.
Mic Drop is produced in Montreal by Sherry OKK and Carrie Haber.
For CBC Podcasts and PRX Tracks. Associate producer is Ellen Payne Smith. We'd love to hear from you. On Instagram, we're at CBC Mic Drop.
You can also reach us by email at micdrop@cbc.ca.
Bye for now.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.